Hey guys, and welcome back to my podcast. I hope everyone has a great Monday, a good start to their week, and I hope that their week is gonna be fun and exciting and great and fantastic and awesome and superb. And yeah, that's... Imagine if I end the podcast right here just saying that, but I'm not, because that would be bad. That would be dumb. Like, why would you make a podcast if that was all you're gonna say? And it would be mean. So I'm actually gonna talk about trees, because I found out that 100% of my followers are actually directors of plants, of like the plant community. I forgot the actual name. Oh, maybe director of garden club. Yep, I found out that 100% of my followers are keen gardeners or professional garden levels. And so today, I'm not going to talk about planting or growing or anything like that. Well, maybe there might be an off-topic little discussion about that, but who knows? Who knows what's in store? Today, I'm just going to talk about being a tree, and you know, what's it like to be a tree. And I'm kind of fascinated with trees, because there's trees that have lived hundreds of years. Like, they've been in the world through natural disasters, through like wars, through everything, and they're still there. And you're like, what secrets do they hold? Because trees definitely have secrets. Like, when that's why they, like, when the wind blows, like the tree moves, the tree shakes. And I'm pretty sure that maybe trees can talk. Maybe like they can rattle their leaves in a certain way to communicate with other trees. You just never know. Maybe like they move in a way that like waves to other trees or passes secrets. Some reason right now I'm thinking of the movie Pocahontas with the talking tree of the ancestors. And maybe trees are a bit like that. They like hold a lot of secrets, and then even when they're cut down, their roots are still in the ground. Like, it's hard to remove a stump from the ground because its roots are connected into the earth. Like, hundreds of roots into the earth. And different trees have different features. Like, no tree is the same. That would be dumb to assume. Like, there's buttress trees with a huge like trunk, and then there's trees with spikes on it so that like animals don't like eat its bark. Like, don't come and eat its bark, so that it can survive easier. And you know what I still find fascinating? That when you cut down a tree, you can tell how old it is by the rings. Like, how is that even a thing? Like, we can tell the age of a tree by how many rings it has. And I just think that's insane. Like, isn't it? Like, every year is equal to one ring. Like, who even made that possible when you think about it? Like, in pretty much exactly a year, a tree would grow one more ring. So meaning that it basically grows one more skin every year. Like, that seems a bit exact, doesn't it? Like, it's not like every year and 75 days, or like 79 days, it grows one. It's like every year, and that's how they can tell the age. I'm not sure. Maybe it's just me. Maybe I even have my facts wrong. Maybe it is just like a random number, and they just say it's a year. But that's how I think of it right now. That every year they grow new age, and that's insane. And obviously with the sad news of like global warming and things, trees are important. Like, trees do a lot for this, for the world. They take in carbon dioxide and produce oxygen. And, you know, I would consider myself, well, I wouldn't consider myself a hippie or anything like that, but I would hug a tree. I'd be a tree hugger if there was a tree that was going to be cut down and it lived for a long time. And I'm like, no, you know, it's helping the environment. I'm not going to let someone cut it down to make paper, because, you know, there's different ways to write things down, isn't there? Well, yeah, I'm not sure. Sometimes it's good to preserve nature. And how to talk, and from trees, life actually grows, like woodpeckers, and owls, and birds, and ants. Like, there's a whole ecosystem around the tree, and that's kind of insane. So from there, I'm not sure. I'm still kind of baffled by it. The trees each year grows one more like ring thing. I'm still kind of confused on how that even works, because that's kind of insane. One thing that is kind of sad about America is that it's kind of a concrete jungle. Like, even Virginia Beach, you know, there's a few parks here and there, but it's not like nature is implemented into, like, cities as well. And, like, England isn't the greatest by any means. There's a bunch of countries that are pretty good. Well, I actually don't know. I'm not sure too much. I'm not too sure, honestly. But I feel like England's has multiple parks in its, like, towns and things. And I think that's what all countries should have. I think there should be more nature implemented into, like, cities and things. Because I don't think there's enough, like, parks for kids to play in America. I just don't. Like, if I said to my friends, hey, let's go down to the park, the closest park to me is like a mile and a half, 2 miles. And that's kind of far. Like, in England, I had 3 parks within 2 miles. You know, and like a park that was like 500 meters away. I'm not sure. I just feel like there's not enough parks, because there's only one park and it's like 2 miles away, and then the next park is like a good 15-20 minutes drive, which is kind of insane. Today's actually going to be a short podcast than most. I think it's because I'm actually not too intelligent when it comes to trees. I just like kind of think about trees in a way. I'm not sure. But thank you for listening to this podcast. I hope everyone is having a great start to their morning. And for all the, like, fans of plants and, you know, the environment, I hope I did justice to trees. I'm not too sure, but another special shout out to Waverly Knorr, the light of my life. I love you and have a great day. Bye.